This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope your day is treating you well. Today, we continue our series on relationship pairings with type 2 and type 9. If you're looking for type 2 and 1, that has already happened in the type 1 series. And just so you know, each type will get shorter as we go forward because that pairing will already be covered. I'll cover type 2 and type 2 together next week, but for now, we're doing type 2 and type 9. Now, whenever I answer these relationship pairing questions, I like to do it in 3 points: conflict, styles, and triggers. Then we go into things we may be unconsciously doing, and then how you could positively influence one another. So for type 2, you are in the positive outlook center, but so is type 9. So let's talk about what that looks like. The positive outlook types are quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover those more painful emotions. Now, type 2s tend to emphasize on a positive self-image. They emphasize positive experiences. They put an emphasis on the good qualities of others. They may repress negative thoughts and feelings and be over-focused on the needs of others. Similarly, type 9s tend to emphasize the positive, avoid seeing the problems in the conflict, and prioritize the needs of others over their own, downplaying their needs as less important. The triggers for type 2 are being taken for granted, not being heard, another person being treated in a harmful manner, and being excluded. In conflict, type 2s can ask themselves, why is appreciation important to me here? 9s are triggered by receiving too many demands, rude behavior, judgmental attitudes, and feeling taken advantage of, or not feeling connected to someone. 9s can ask themselves, can I see the disruptions I create when I don't stand up for myself? Now, this combination at its best is a well of love and support, giving back to their relationships of all kinds. They will go out of their way to be considerate of each other as well as of everyone else. Like, this is a really cool combination, right? Like, two people who are positive, who are thinking about other people's needs, who are putting themselves second. So how can this go awry? Well, let's talk about that. Things you may unknowingly do. So both of you may struggle to take the lead. You know, if you're both used to kind of taking a step back, not being the leader, letting someone else have what they want, it can be hard to figure out like who's in charge here, who's taking the lead. And it can feel like you're the bad guy when you do. Like if you get what you need, you get what you want, it can feel like you're doing the wrong or bad thing. And in parenting, it can be like, which one of us is going to be the bad guy? Which one is going to say no? Which was going to, you know, both of you are going to want to be the thoughtful, encouraging listener, but someone has to kind of set the expectations, create clear boundaries. Who is going to do that? The second is, be careful of building up resentment. You know, if both of you tend to want to avoid conflict, pretend like everything is fine, look only at the bright side of everybody in every situation, it can be really hard to bring those conversations up without feeling like you're letting others down, right? Or being a bummer or being a disappointment or, you know, creating the conflict. But conflict is part of a relationship, right? It's a natural part of marriage. It's part of it. So how do you navigate that thoughtfully and intentionally without feeling without avoiding it, because that's the main, in my opinion, this is the main thing to be concerned about with the 9-2 pairing, is that you won't acknowledge the conflict that needs to happen, and you'll just kind of grow resentment over time. But 2, specifically, be careful of creating a space where your 9 can speak up about what they need and what's not working, where you don't take it personally when they're disappointed in something or they're having a hard time, because it's really hard for them to speak up. So making that a safe space is going to make it possible for those resentments not to build. 9s, be careful of passing the effort of the relationship on to your 2, right? It can be really easy to let the 2 take more of an active role in maintaining the relationship, and 9s take a more passive role. But make sure that you're watching what they do for you and that you're reciprocating in kind. Now, how can you positively influence each other? You're very similar. The main difference here is that 9s tend to be a little bit more pulled back and less. In the book, The Enneagram Letters, I have an essay called Aggressively Helpful, based off of a friend of mine who calls themselves aggressively helpful. And I think that's a really good, like a funny term for type 2, or to kind of think about the 2 energy. 9s are less aggressively helpful. They're available. They're there. You know, they're more likely to like step back than to step in. Whereas 2s are much more inclined to like step in and assert their support. So 2s can learn from 9 to respect the boundaries of others. You don't think about being helpful as a boundary crossing, but it often is. It often can be. If help has not been requested, then help may not be wanted. And that can be really hard for 2s to learn. 2s can also learn from type 9 on how to be alone and to enjoy your alone time, to celebrate your alone time, to find comfort in it even. 9s can learn from 2s about proactive care, not just reactive care. How can you be consciously looking for the needs of others, especially your partner? Be aware of the things that they may not be even consciously aware of, and to step in and love them in ways they may not realize they need yet. And then also in self-trust, 9s tend to struggle with self-doubt, and 2s tend to have a pretty strong sense of like, I know what needs to be done here. So embrace that, learn that from your 2, and step into that. Now, at the end of the day, 2 and 9 can be a really beautiful match full of love. Just be mindful of navigating conflicts honestly and openly, and not letting conflicts go undiscussed, leading you to explode or to drift apart. Now, as always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you on Tuesday for the next one. Bye.